Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop and trust your intuition. Through the wonderful array of guests we have on the show and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition. It is the show that helps you connect with your intuitive nature. And I'm Susan Jane, I'm your host for the show, and we have got the lovely Charlene on today. We are talking all about energies, well, feminine energies, masculine energies, mainly feminine energies, because it's a way of really connecting with your intuition. It helps us when we've got an understanding of our feminine energies, it helps us connect with our intuition. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I'm really excited to have Charlene on the show. So I'm just going to bring her on. Come on, Charlene. How are you?
Hello. Oh, I'm so excited for our conversation today. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am doing really well, but I'm really looking forward to having this conversation because I know that there's a lot of changes happening in the world, and there's a lot of beliefs that we have to, we're questioning, and there's sometimes there's beliefs there that we don't want to question, but that's what part of life is all about, and our growth and our development. But first of all, I want to get an understanding of who is Charlene? What is she all about? So tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, let's start there. I love that. Hi, my name is Charlene Byers, and who am I? So first I want to say I am a mother of four children and one bonus son, and I am in my second marriage, and I'm also what I do for a living is I am a feminine embodiment practitioner and empowerment coach, but I specialize in dating and relationships. And I actually specialize when we're talking about today, we're going to be talking about feminine energy, feminine embodiment. And one of my specialties is really helping single successful women tap into their feminine embodiment so they can attract, you know, a good man. Because a lot of times with the work that I'm doing, what we're going to talk about today is it's fascinating because it's energies. And in those energies really play a part when it comes to romantic relationships and how romantic relationships thrive. So I've been doing this work for about 20 years. And I actually got into this work because myself, I grew up in an environment that was very, very masculine, but not what I would call now a healthy masculine, more of a alpha masculine energy. And so I grew up in a really environment where I saw a lot of men, you know, not be nice and really, like, honestly, jerks, to be honest with you. And it was really hard because I never was able to really see, you know, a woman when I was growing up be in her true feminine. And what I saw was, you know, women being very, you know, submissive, very scared. And I knew that there was something here. Cause I knew when I was a little girl, I knew that something was like something, I had no idea what it was about, but I knew something was there. So as I grew up and as I started, you know, going off, and I ended up getting married. And I ended up marrying I was married to my ex-husband for about 23 years. And I didn't realize when I was married to my ex-husband, we had a lot of, we weren't aligned. We just weren't aligned. It was a lot of misalignment there for both of us. And what it came to find out, and this is something I learned, you know, later on, I ended up leaving that marriage of 23 years. And that's why I really got into this work. But what I realized was that, you know, my energy, my intuition, you know, who I was, wasn't really coming up to the surface. And I was in a very disempowering place. And so I knew I wanted to change things. And so what happened was I ended up being a single lady again. And I was a single lady. And now I found myself, you know, as time went by, really wanting to, you know, meet and date and have that, you know, alignment that I always felt that was missing in my relationship with my ex-husband. And what I found, what happened was, is when I started dating and I started like going out there into the world and trying to, you know, find someone, I was in a completely different energy than what I've learned now. And it was really like not helping me attract what I was looking for. And I didn't trust men, and I didn't trust myself that I knew what something was off or what something wasn't right. I didn't trust my feminine, my intuition, my gut. So this is where the work all started.
Can I ask before you go any further too, Charlene? You're talking about embodiment. What was this, it? Feminine embodiment?
Feminine embodiment.
What, like, and that's what you do. What actually is that? Because when we were on these podcasts and when we're talking about our stuff, we use this terminology that people may not understand.
Correct.
So I want to get a clear understanding of what feminine embodiment actually is, so people know what we're talking about.
Okay. So feminine embodiment. So energies. So either male or female, they will both can possess different energy. So masculine energy or feminine energy. And the majority of men really relate and associate with masculine energy. And the majority of the women really associate and relate to feminine energy. But what happens is throughout our lives, and let's speak about this in terms of women right now. And so throughout our lives, we have, and I would say there's so many factors here, but throughout our lives, what happened is, and it really kind of depends on, I'm going to really try to explain what feminine embodiment is. That's how you get into your feminine. But before I get into that, I want to explain what feminine energy is. So throughout our lives, we carry past patterns and past trauma from childhood that we actually carry along the way, us women. And when we carry that stuff, and those are things that we haven't addressed and things that we haven't taken care of, they really allow us as women, it's almost like we get this protection mechanism. It's like we it's like a shield, like we want to shield, and we don't want to allow ourselves, you know, to be vulnerable and to trust, because a lot of this has to do with our past history. It has a lot to do with, you know, things that have happened to us in the past. So women in general, throughout, you know, as their life is going by, and depending on what's happened to you or what hasn't happened to you, a lot of women that are, you know, what I call, you know, women that are, you know, high achieving or doers or busybodies, or women that, you know, really try to, you know, go forward and get things done. They happen to have a tendency, and this was me before, happen to have a tendency to really be in their masculine energy. And when a woman's in her masculine energy is very up in the head. It's very thinking. It's very thorough. It's like thinking. Feminine energy, you drop out of the head and you drop into the body. It's your intuition. It's your feeling. It's that gut. It's that like, oof, something's off. And so women usually, what they don't even realize this, and I think it has a lot to do also, I'm just telling you this right now, I think it also has a lot to do with like the message that we've been hearing for a long time. When I talk to women about feminine energy, some women already automatically think that feminine energy is weak, and that, you know, Matt, you know, that it's weak. Like if they have, you know, if they're in their feminine, it's actually weak. And that's actually the opposite. Feminine energy is very powerful. Because it's your intuition. And so what I do is, in feminine embodiment is a practice to really help us, and you know, us women, get back into our intuition, because we carry, like I said earlier, a lot of frozen tensions in our body. And feminine embodiment is gives you an opportunity to actually be able to release that energy out of your body and really get into, out of your head and into your body, and have that intuition. So I hope that kind of answered it a little bit for you.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So we're sort of getting back into ourselves, and I did like how you explained it with the masculine energy being in the head. It's more action, more go-to, more
thinking. You're thinking, you're trying to solve, and think about this, in love, you're trying to solve, you know, you're trying to see if this person's for you, not for you, all these things, but you're trying to solve it with your thinking mind And yes. really what's needed is your intuition, your feminine, yes. your core, that feeling in your body that you know there's something. And this is what's, let me tell you what I found, Susan, was so interesting. Working with so many women for so many years, a lot of times when I start working with women, and it's not their fault, like there's not their fault. It's just what's happened. They are really they're more in apathy. You know, they really don't know how to feel. And they also tell me a lot of times, they're like, oh gosh, no, like I definitely, you know, I don't trust myself. I always end up with like the wrong guy. So something's off for me, you know? So there's a real need for this. There's a real need for this, Susan.
Yes. Oh, hang on. I'll pop you back on. Yes. Yeah. Yes. What I wanted to get an understanding of, I've forgotten now. I nearly swore then too.
It's okay.
I did actually. Keeps coming.
How about I keep going? How about I say something? They'll come back to you. How about I keep talking for a second?
Yeah. Okay. There's something there I want to ask, but it'll come to me. Yep. You keep talking.
So let me just kind of tell you in general what I do. So remember I said earlier that I am a feminine embodiment practitioner and I'm also an empowerment coach, but I specialize in dating and relationships. Because all my work is about helping the natural polarity between a man and a woman to come together and to have a romantic relationship. Because if we are wanting to be in a romantic relationship and we wanting to be in a romantic relationship that is thriving, that is romantic, not platonic, because I don't teach people how to be platonic. I teach people how to have romantic relationships. And so the feminine energy and the masculine energy come in place because that's polarity. So that's basically the work that I do also. So I teach what polarity is, and I teach what that is in the sense of, you know, being in a romantic relationship and how energies, when we're talking romance and we're talking attraction, how the feminine and the masculine energy, how they attract to one another. It's like the yin and the yang, the day and the night. They just attract to one another. It's just what it is. And when a woman is in her masculine energy, she usually, what happens is what comes to her, what type of energy, what type of men come to her is men that are in their feminine energy. And women that are in their masculine energy, they are actually, which is interesting, they are not looking for a man that's in their feminine energy. They're not looking for a man that they have to take care of, because if man's in his feminine energy, he's not going to be the pursuer. He's not going to be the provider. He's not going to be the one that's planning the dates, taking you out, doing all the things. No, he's actually looking for a woman to take care of him, to chase him, to, you know, to basically be the mother. And I don't know about you, but for me, as being a woman and wanting to be in a romantic relationship, and I am in a romantic relationship, I don't want to be anybody's mother. I want to have my partner, and I want to have a lover, and I want to have a romantic relationship. So that's why this work started. Because when I was married to my ex-husband, we weren't in alignment with our energies. And when you're not in alignment with your energies and you're in this relationship, it's rough. It's hard. It can actually be even toxic. And I had no idea that polarity was even a thing. And again, remember, a lot of my beliefs and a lot of the ways that I thought about relationships were based on how I grew up and what I saw and the experiences that I had. And until I was able to like really understand this and really take a deep dive into this work, that's when everything started shifting for me. And when I was able to like shift that energy and learn about this, gosh, things just changed. Like I remember going from myself, you know, attracting to, you know, very, you know, men that were not what I wanted, men that were not showing up. And as soon as I was able to like do this work and get under the hood, you know, clear those blocks, you know, learn about this, because it's possible for all of us, you know, it's in us. That's when I was able to start dating in a completely different way than I dated before. And eventually I ended up, you know, attracting, you know, my husband who I'm married to now. We have a fantastic relationship, but that wasn't always the case before.
Yeah. Okay. Now I remember what it was I was going to ask you. It is all about society's influences.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of disconnect with that. So when we're talking about, even when you were saying, you're talking about attracting someone, you want somebody that's going to take care of you, is going to do this or going to do that. A lot of that is society's influences. And
yes,
because we have that belief and that understanding, I think when we're pushing against that, we start to go into the masculine because we don't necessarily want to be looked after in the way society says that we need to be looked after. And when you talked about that, the energy, and when they're sort of saying feminine energy is very weak, the belief was that feminine energy was very, very weak. So when you start talking about coming back into your feminine energy, I think what we need to do is twist society's view on feminine energy, because it's,
yes, because I want to, yeah, no, that's, I want to say this to you. So when I'm talking and I'm working with a woman and she is in a place in her life, like I said, you know, I help women, you know, honestly, I help women find their husband. I help women find the love of their lives. And when I start working with women and they are thinking about, you know, like being in a relationship, a lot of times, again, I just want to say something again. I always want to say this. This is nobody's fault. There's nothing wrong with anybody. It's just how things happen, okay? So often, like if I'm working with a woman and we're talking about being in a relationship, we're talking about like being with a man. And what is it that you actually are looking for? What the questions that I ask are a little different, because I'm not necessarily talking about the external. I'm talking about the internal, like the inside. So one of the questions that I start asking women is, first is, how do you want to feel in a relationship? How do you want to feel with a man? What is it that you want to feel? Because that's your right as a woman is our feeling. It's what feels right. So it's always like, do you feel warm and fuzzy? Or do you feel, oof, I don't know, something's off here. Like something doesn't feel right. Do you trust in your intuition? Do you trust in your feeling? And so often when I ask this women these questions, one of the first thing that truly comes up is, oh my gosh, Arlene, I want to feel safe. And I'm not just talking about like safe and protection. I'm talking safe with my heart. I want to feel that this person, you know, is safe for me and they're not going to like, you know, mess with my heart. I want to feel like chosen, like that person wants me. They want to be with me. They choosing me. And I want to feel that I am that person's, you know, number one. And I want to feel, you know, so we get into the feeling, and that's really the beautiful power of our intuition, which is our feminine essence. And so, I mean, I hope that answered that question.
Yeah, absolutely. I love, and the thing is, I was going to ask you for an example, but you just gave them all to me. It's and the understanding of that feeling, because it's not, it has to be this way or that way. It doesn't have to be what society is saying. No. It's about what you're feeling and how you want to bring it forward. So I really like that. That is so cool.
Yes.
All right. So there was another question I was going to ask, and I'm just having. So when you're going through the process of helping people or helping women find their perfect mate, what are some of the steps that you take? I mean, apart from you've asked them now how they want to feel. So that's the first section that you're looking at. What other steps do they take?
Well, I think the, you know, I love anything personal development work. I always tell people, I said, wow, you know, do the work, like look inwards, you know, go work with someone so you can really see how it is that you're showing up and what's, you know, and what are things that could be blocking you for what you're wanting in your life. And so if you're a woman And you really are looking for your person, someone to actually, I mean, what a beautiful, such an important decision that we make as human beings. And love is available to all of us. I mean, when you're born, you're that's available. But having an aligned relationship that's thriving, that is, you know, alignment, that is such a gift. And it's possible for everyone. It really is, if you choose to go that route. And when women are thinking about that, and they're thinking about like being with someone for the rest of their life, usually it often, you know, like it's not their first rodeo. They already have had, you know, broken relationships, you know, failed marriages. So there's a lot of things that come with that. And so one thing that we talk about first, you know, I actually have created something that's called the Aligned Partner Attraction Formula. And that actually takes someone through a process to clear things so they can really get to understand what it is that they want to feel. And if you're already in apathy and you're not really able to feel, there's some work here that needs to be done, and that's okay. There's some work here. It's just some clearing. You know, I call it clearing the love blocks. And one of the steps, the first step that I will take a woman through is really learning about polarity. And not just learning about polarity, learning about the masculine and the feminine energy and the journey also of what a man goes through and his process. And so when you get to understand that in a whole different way, you get to see romantic relationships with different lenses, and you get to see, oh, there's a way. It's a skill set, just like anything else. To have a great, thriving relationship, you need to put time, you need to put effort, you know what I mean? You need to be responsible for yourself. There's all these factors that come into having a great relationship. And so we really work on understanding that principle first. The second principle that I talk about, and I think is so important, because this is what really blocks us also, is our limiting beliefs. And what I do is we work on it, our limiting beliefs, like what is it that you really believe? Because sometimes, you know, you have to understand what is it that you believe and it's true. And if you are a woman and you really believe that men are jerks and all men are jerks, then men mirror what we believe. That's our belief system. So if we truly believe out like, oh, you know, no, all men are jerks. You know, I already had that one bad breakup and that one horrible relationship, and I'm never going to trust men again. All men are this way and all men are this way. But if you really believe that, what do you think is going to surface? What do you think is going to come to you? Not this great guy, because you don't believe guys are great. So we really have to get under the hood there and understand your beliefs and your relationship patterns, because we, all of us human beings, we have patterns that we developed. And especially in romantic relationships, we usually show up the same way, even though it's a different person. So you have to be able to understand what patterns are not working for you and what patterns do work for you. So we have to be able to do that work right there. Then the third thing that we talk about, and I work through it throughout my whole practice, is the feminine embodiment. And how to release that frozen tension. And not only that, how to be able to experience an emotion and allow that emotion to feel through it, but not become the emotion. That's the power of your feminine. And when we get to, and that's like a daily practice. That's a whole process that women get to do on a daily practice. It's really neat. It's a form of, it's not yoga. It's a form of movement and sound and releasement and magnetize. So that's a whole thing that we do. And then the fourth thing that I do, which you got to do, which is the best way, is how do you, now you're in your feminine energy and you're like, okay, I'm learning polarity. I'm learning this. Now I teach women how to date, because women don't know how to date. You know, because a lot of times you talk to women and they're like, oh, dating's not fun. And I know when they're in that, I know they're more in their masculine, because when you are actually truly, you know, able to trust yourself and you're actually in your feminine and you're leading with your feminine, dating is actually a blast. Oh, it's so much fun. So much fun getting to know different people. It's just dating. Dating is just getting to know different people. We're not going and, you know, committing to everyone. We're just getting to know. So yes.
And yes, I absolutely agree with you on that, because he's been there, done that. And it was, at first it was like, I felt the same. It was like, no, don't want to go there. Don't want to have anything to do with that. Tested it, put my foot in the water, and it was like, nah. And then I sort
of. What did you do? What happened?
I went back into my feminine energy. I didn't like. You have explained it so nicely and so logically and so well.
Yeah,
I did it without even realizing I was doing it. So,
can I ask you a question? Okay, Susan, this is my jam. This is what I love to talk about. I love that you bring that up. So you were single and you were dating, and did you go through a stage of your dating that, you know, you were more like, now looking back, more in your masculine, not in your feminine, or were you always in your feminine while you were dating?
I was probably in my feminine, but I was very, probably why I started all my trusting intuition stuff, because I didn't feel I was trusting my intuition. So I wasn't fully in my feminine.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of fear there. There was a lot of, you're coming out of it. Like I came out of a 20-year relationship. I didn't go dating for probably over 8 years. I was on my own before I even started. Weren't going to go there.
I was married for 23 years and I didn't date for a year.
Oh, no. I didn't even go out for 18 months before I even actually went to an event.
Okay.
I needed to find me. Yeah. And when I started, then I started to look at dating online.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, no, this is awful. And then I went back and I probably had another year or two that I started to get a bit more understanding, personal development started to grow a little bit more.
Yes.
And that's when I went back to uni. I did a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when I went, all right, I'm going to look at this differently. I'm going to look at it in a different attitude, just like you said.
Yes.
And so I looked at dating and I started to look at the online dating and I started to read profiles better and tune in to my intuition, tune into my gut, and sort of go, I don't know, this guy's saying he's a doctor and yet he can't spell properly. Something not working here.
Next. That's the best part. Next, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then there was another one. Oh, gee, I love the photo. Your pool looks really nice. I'm thinking, oh, so you want to date me for my pool?
My pool,
And it's not that they were bad or anything, but I started to get that understanding. I started to follow it. And yes, I've been with my man now for 12 years now.
Oh, nice.
For doing that, for really tuning into who I am and what I want and what I was looking at. You have said it so succinctly. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I could not have said that, but I do remember going into online dating with a different attitude.
Okay.
And I probably only had 5 coffee dates and until I met my partner. But
I love that you said coffee dates. That's one of the things that I teach. Oh, that's the you were already on there. You already had it going on. You already like
but the coffee dates, you know what? I could turn around that second time I went back to it. I could turn around and I could say to you, honestly, every single one of them were really nice guys.
Because it was Susan, I'm going to just, sorry to interrupt you. I have to say this because it truly is the energy that you were also bringing to them. Okay. Because if you weren't trusting yourself, if you didn't do the work, you already told me you did the work. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you really got to find out what is it that you are wanting, what, you know, confident in who you were as a woman, honestly. Mm. And you were able to, it's pretty impressive. Like you were able to, so good. You were able to do the work and really get to a point in your life when you started dating to trust yourself, to give it a point of like, okay, I'm gonna go on these coffee dates. I'm gonna feel like it is what's up with this guy, what's not up with this guy. And I'm sure there were some that you're like, nope. And I'm sure there was some that you're like, but that's the whole point of dating, because dating is just like that. Like I always tell women, I'm like, listen. think about this, like, they're not going to come knocking on the door. You know, men are not going to be like, hey, what's up? I'm here. No. We actually have to. That's why there's this confidence. There's this ability to trust yourself how you want to feel. you know, and you'll know immediately, like it's just right there. So when you are able to understand this and you're dating, you take it in a completely different way. Because dating to me, and online dating, Susan, to me, it's a tool. It's a tool. It's an actual tool, and it's just another way to meet different people. How are we going to know what it is that we really enjoy and vibe with? How are we going to know that if we're not actually meeting different people? You know, think about that. And when you're dating and you put what I call, you just put all your eggs in one basket. So let me tell you a typical way women date, and it doesn't work. It actually doesn't work. And they end up with the jerks, and they end up like, oh, not again. Okay. You know what I mean? They're like, what happened? What happened? Because what happens is they're online on dating sites. Then they take way too long to interact with the guy online, because the truth is that you're really never going to get to really know someone if you haven't actually met them in person and you can feel that energy. Okay. Online, again, is a tool. So one of the things I recommend, I said, listen, if you're online, great. It's just another way to get to know, you know, different people, but don't spend time online. No, you have to move that quickly. And one of the things I always recommend, I love that you said coffee. When we're going to get to meet someone for the very first time, we're going to meet at a coffee because we're not going to position ourselves to go to a dinner and spend 2 hours with a man that we have never met in person. And we don't even know what he's about, because anybody can present however they want to present online. And so we want to make sure that we position ourselves, that we go, you know, do a coffee, get that, feel that energy, and then give that person, you know, if it's feeling good, if things are good, Susan, then I'm always like, okay, so let's do something else. So the next date, I always say, keep it a little more simple, you know, just like a coffee date. Maybe you guys can go do a little bowling, little activity, but we're still not ready for dinner. Because dinner to me is very intimate, very like time consuming. Like, you know, you're sharing all your stuff with that person, and we don't want to waste our time. So usually what women do is they go online, Susan, and they're like, okay, well, I'm going on a date. They take too long, you know, with the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They go on the date with the guy. As soon as they go on the date with the one guy, they go back and they get off the dating sites as if they're in a committed relationship. And the reality is you're not in a committed relationship. You are not in a committed relationship until that person actually asks you, hey, will you be my girlfriend, or will you be exclusive? And then you get to say yes or no. And that's when you stop dating. But until then, you're just getting to know people. You're not in an exclusive relationship. So it's so important to be able to understand this. And especially, like I said, if you are single, and not just single, even if you're in a relationship, the dynamics of polarity and women being in their feminine really brings out the masculine in a man. You know, because men actually want to, you know, take care of you, provide, and be there for you. But if you are not trusting and you are not just letting go of that control and allowing to receive, that's one of the hardest things. A lot of women, Susan, they have a hard time receiving.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have a hard time receiving.
Absolutely. I just wanted to go back over it again, too, yes. And the fact that When you were talking about it, like, okay, I've shared my experience, and I do remember at one stage with the gentleman that I did do the coffee dates on.
Yeah.
I remember really sitting in my feminine when they sort of went, do you want to get together again? And I had to actually answer them. And instead of being all polite and nice, I had to sit in my feminine and go, you know what, really like you, but I just didn't feel a spark.
Oh, girlfriend, you are that's awesome.
You could have wiped me out, because I had never, ever done that before in my life. So when you say sitting in your feminine, I really get that. But for me, it took 10 years. If somebody goes through CharleneByers.com, it can be a lot quicker.
Honestly, you don't need to. Oh, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I thank you for saying that. Like, I tell women, oh, mama, you don't need to wait years to, like, you know, like start attracting a different energy of guys. No. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. No, I mean, it is really like going inwards and doing this and clearing those blocks, right, Susan? It's like literally clearing those blocks and trusting. We keep saying, which I love your podcast, your intuition, which is your feminine, which truly is your feminine.
Yes. Yes. And that's what I wanted to put across, that yes, I did it. Yes, you can do it. But if you want to do it a bit quicker, instead of waiting as long as I did, go to Charlene's website and have a look.
Another thing too, so not only that, what one thing that I noticed, you know, also I think is so important to understand is that I would say in general in society, like, we rush things way too fast. And the reality is it actually takes time to get to know someone. So in my program, there's a lot of different layers. So I gave you, you know, the blueprint of what I created, but there's other things in there that we go through. And one of the things that I really want to say is I teach people actually how to get to know someone. And how to get to know someone, there's a process on how to get to know someone, because you need to get to know them. Then you get to trust them. Then when you trust them, you can start relying on them. When you rely on them, then you commit to them. And then when you commit to them, then you can get touchy-touchy. And I teach this in the sense of, this is one of the most powerful tools, is because it not only allows you to slow things down and trust your intuition and your feminine, but really get to know someone, really get to know who that person is. Because I'm going to give you an example. When we first meet someone, we have this, what I call this picture view of what we think that person is, okay? And that's usually based on their, you know, how they look, their mannerism, like the words that they're saying. That has a lot to do with like who we think that person is. And often if that person, for an example, reminds you of somebody good or somebody bad, doesn't even matter, you will automatically be like, oh, God, his sense of humor is just like my dad. And my dad is so good. So you already start thinking you already know who this person is. But the reality is you actually don't know who anybody is until time has gone by. Okay. You understand that, right? Like, I mean, nobody knows anybody until time has gone by. So one thing I always tell people that I think is really, really important, so we don't end up in, you know, what I call situationships. Oh, no. Situationships. That's why I said you're not in a committed relationship. There should never be any confusion until someone asks you to be, you know, exclusive or be their girlfriend. And until then, we really got to get to know the people that we're getting to know. And we really got to trust that. So that's a whole process that I take people through. And it's really a foolproof way to avoid falling for a jerk.
Yes, yes. And I totally agree. And honestly, until you start to know who you are and you start to do that work, you will always fall for a jerk. You'll always keep going back to what you already know.
And your relationship patterns. Yes. Thank you for saying that. You'll go back from your relationship patterns. Yep. Because remember, that's what you believe. That's what you believe. And so that has to get cleared. And it's and they're like, wait a minute. So does that really actually happen? When I shift that energy and I clear those love blocks, does something really changed? Yes, actually, yes. Really changed. It really does.
Yes, I can put my hand up.
Susan, me too. I'm putting my hand. Girlfriend, I'm putting my hand up too. Yeah. We're here together. We're like high five.
It really been there, done that. Got a badge to prove it, or got a man to prove it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. No, but that's it. Because again, you know, I've talked to so many people. I've worked with so many people, and really, you know, what we long for is true connection, is true compatibility, and it's available. It really is. And that is intimacy. And to be able to have that with another human being, you have to be able to 100% trust that person, you know, and feel good with that person, feel those warm and fuzzies. And because I believe with all my heart that one of the biggest decisions that you will ever make is who you choose to be your life partner. because relationships are supposed to enhance your life, not detract from them. And if you are in a relationship, right? If you're in a relationship and things are not good and things are toxic, that energy will affect your overall happiness. So it is so important to do the work. It's so important that, you know, we clear those blocks. It's so important that you get under the hood. And I always say gift. That's the word I like to use, gift. Gift yourself that opportunity. Gift yourself that opportunity.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, we are starting to get low on time now. Have you got any? I know. We just go through it. It's just so quick.
So how do they go so fast? No, we're coming on time. Well, I'm just starting.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens. It happens all the time too, because you get into it and it's like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
Any last things you want to share with us?
So this is where I would like to leave it. If you're listening to this and you're like, what is going on? We're talking about feminine energy and masculine energy and polarity and getting under the hood and all that kind of stuff. I just want to say something, right? Like everything's going to be fine. It's okay. You know, one thing I always say is like, it's just the awareness, just kind of being aware of and asking yourself, how am I showing up? How is it that, you know, what is it that I believe? You know, what is it that I believe? What is it that I believe, you know, about relationships? What is it that I believe about men? You know, do I have, you know, is my belief system a very disempowering belief system? So I always say just slow things down and just start kind of like looking inwards and asking yourself some questions, asking yourself some questions. I also have, Susan, which is really cool. I have some free resources too that, you know, that anybody who's listening, that they can actually just get it just as free. And one of them is The Magnetic Woman. It's a book on how to attract and find, you know, your masculine man. And what I love about this, there's things in that book, and it's a free ebook. There's things in that book that you can apply right now and really kind of break it down, like those four principles that I talked about. And then also I have this free webinar. It's about a 45-minute free webinar. It's amazing. And it really also helps you kind of understand what we were talking about, but in a way that can just kind of put it all together. So if you are a lady, I just want to say nothing's wrong with you. Everything's going to be just fine. Like everything's fine. This is stuff, honestly, that we just don't learn. Like we just don't learn. Like it's not like, you know, we learn about relationships. We learn about polarity. We learn about like what really makes, you know, relationship work and how to be in a relationship. Those are all skill sets. We don't learn that for the most part. Some people do, but for the majority of the people, we don't. So it is something that can be learned. It's something that can be shifted, and it's available for anyone. It really is.
Well, thank you so much for that. Thank you for all those understandings too. It was really clear, really could follow that really well. Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you so much.
No worries. Stay there. I will be back in a minute. Guys, jump on the website. It's down on in the description down below, charlenebuyers.com. Sorry, I keep going to go with the Australian things. And please share, subscribe, like the podcast. If you do want to know any more about trusting your intuition, jump on my website, intuitivenature.com.au, Australian business. It's got the AU at the back. And we can go through there. But have a look at Charlene's webinar and her free ebook. That's a great idea. Charlene Byers. It's byers.com. So anyway, the description, it's down in the description. You can find it there and it'll all be on the website. But that is from me from now. I would love you to share, subscribe, like the podcast. Like I've said, I will chat with you next week and we'll go through it all again. Something different. Okay, guys, thanks very much for listening, and I'll say bye for now. See ya.